Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Yo, 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 y'all. This is your girl, Carla B. It's Friday, and you're tuned in to the E-Buzz.
E-Buzz. Carla B.
XXL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide, covering amongst the widespread from breaking news, new music, and all times biggest artists. If you're not tuned in with XXL, you should grab your copy immediately at your nearest Walmart or other place of business. XXL is the most trusted name in the world of hip-hop. Visit XXLMag.com for news updates, hottest new hip-hop bangers, and the most popular blog site in hip-hop society today. Are you interested in becoming a part of XXL? Contact XXLMag at 212-807-7100 or contact XXL through email at XXL@harris-pub.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy XXL Magazine. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Plastic City Records.
EOTM, got it going on. There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the VJs, they can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going.
EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Award. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM. Got it going on.
What's good, everyone? This is your girl, Carla B. You're tuned in to the E-Buzz. This is our early show. Hope you're Friday. Hope you're just grooving and all that grooving stuff on a Friday afternoon. I got an exciting show lined up. Of course, this is the E-Buzz where we're bringing you always all the hottest celebrity and entertainment news, red carpet exclusives, interviews, and so much more. And today's show is going to be on the so much more tip, if I could say that. We definitely have a great guest lined up. She'll be hanging tight with me, Carla B. So what I want to do right now is I want to give you guys like a snapshot of this great guest that I'll be chatting with, a snapshot of Desire. She's also known as the hybrid artist. She's an artist covering a multitude of genres, inspiring music lovers universally, y'all. This lady, she exhibits a special quality and style that sets her apart from other female artists in the game. And I promise you, I'm not just saying this because she's a client of EOT in public relations. I'm saying it because she has a voice. She has a stage presence that screams the wow factor. Desire is sure to be on the fast track to becoming the next big music sensation, and she's doing some awesome things right now. She, but without further ado, because I can go on and on and on, giving this young lady kudos. So with that, I want to go ahead and bring Desire on the line. You're live on the E-Buzz. What's good?
Hello, hi EOTM fans, and hi Carla B. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction.
Oh, girlfriend.
That was a red carpet introduction.
Well, yeah, we just, you know, getting prepared for some stuff. You know how we do it. So, and I just wanted our listeners to really know, because you're such an awesome artist, and I think your music is definitely inspiring, and it brings something much needed to the music scene today. So I know that I gave you an introduction, but I definitely want you to go ahead and, in your own words, if you can share with our listeners a little bit about you, besides
definitely
all that good stuff.
Okay. I've actually been a performing artist since as far back as I can remember, be it acting or, you know, the singing and so forth. So I've always loved the arts. So it's not something that I came into later. I tell people it's in my DNA. So I can't live without it. I can't exist without it. It is me. And I got into the fusion music because growing up, I was always exposed to a lot of different cultures with my family, my friends, and so forth, and moving around a lot. People always thought I was a military brat, and I was always called a gypsy. So I just kind of took it around with it, and I embraced that because I think what makes our world beautiful are those differences, you know, and just learning to accept people and their differences as opposed to trying to get everybody to follow. We can all be leaders, you know,
right,
and have a much more peaceful life. And my music just has a lot of what I call meat. So it gives you something to sink your teeth into, you know, and it really does satiate your appetite to have something meaningful as far as music is concerned.
Right. That's definitely well said. I know that I touched on in the beginning, I said I was trying to give like a snapshot of you a little bit, and I called you Desire, a.k.a. the hybrid artist. So why do you call yourself the hybrid artist?
That nickname actually came to me from some fans. Because, you know, like I said, I was always referred to as the gypsy girl or the fusion artist. And then I performed at this one spot in Philadelphia, and everyone's like, oh, the hybrid artist, you're the hybrid artist. And I'm like, the hybrid artist? I'm like, why? And they're like, because you're like half this and half that, and you switch personalities. And I'm like, I like that.
Right.
So when you listen to one song, you know, like if you listen to my song Good Girl, Good Girl is actually a mixture of rock and pop, and it talks about a relationship where the guy, he thinks that he's going to, like, get over on this girl and so forth, and she's like, you know what, I'm not going to be your good girl anymore, you know? So, and then when you listen to something like He's My Type, where it's talking about this girl, she meets this guy in a club who she really is into, and that's actually, I mix together, like, the Bollywood Indian sounds with the reggae sounds, you know? So you have, like, all of these different sounds coming forth throughout my music, and then Joyride to Hell has more like a Latin and folk sound. So it just really depends. So I have something for everybody, all age ranges,
wow,
all nationalities and so forth. And it's great, and I'm really big on self-respect in my music, so it's kid-friendly.
That's what's up. Well, I want to do right now, we're going to go ahead and play a track. and we're going to, like, surprise you and surprise the listeners as to which one we'll play. And we'll come back and we'll speak more with Desire in regards to her music. Check it out, y'all. Make sure when you're listening to the music, if you're liking it, make sure you leave a comment on our radio page and let us know if it's a hit or if it's a miss. So make sure you do that by visiting EOTMradio.com. Check it out. This is Desire. Y'all, this is your girl Carla B, bringing you the early show, Friday afternoon's early show. We're speaking with fusion artist Desire. She's in studio on the red sofa with the glittery pillow, sipping on an apple martini. I hope you're enjoying it. Hope you're enjoying yourself. I must say it's a virgin apple martini, though.
Of course.
So that track right there, that was He's My Type, and I just love it. It has definitely that dance, and it's really catchy. I know we were listening to it the other day, and all the girls in the room were just jamming to it. So that's definitely a hot track. So let's talk about
Thank you. That track actually, it started as the way that all my music starts. I tell people all the time, I see music, and what I mean by that is I'll see an image in my head, and based off of the image I see, I just kind of build like a soundtrack around that image.
Okay.
And that came to me, I remember a few years back I actually wrote that song, and I thought that it was going to be a joke when I took it to my engineer. I was like, what do you think about this? And he's like, how does it go? And I'm like, he's a mop. And he's like, that would be hot. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, this is what I wanted to sound like. And he lets me run with it, and I love that because, you know, when you go to the studio, you have a lot of engineers that will kind of try to conform you. So it's nice
right.
to be able to be kind of like that wild stallion and just go in there and, you know, kick my hooves up and do my thing.
Right,
so,
right. You know,
so
you
that
sound
a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. And you sound like when you were kind of describing the process, you sound like a director, you know. Yeah, you definitely sound like a director. So that's definitely what's up. Well, I know that just even listening to the music, I just can't wait to see the video for it.
Yeah, I'm very theatrical, so it should be interesting.
Okay, so just keeping in the mood of He's My Type for just a bit, what did you found the most difficult or challenging in preparing this particular track compared to maybe previous tracks?
He's My Type difficulty. I'm going to say that was probably one of the easier tracks
okay.
for me.
Okay.
Just because now it was a little difficult for my engineer because when I would go to sing the hook, it's the notes are so they're out there, you know, so
right.
there has to be a lot of compression so that it doesn't like make bust through the microphone and sound like all weird and so you know it was more so work on my engineer's back. But
okay.
for me it was just like so much fun. I mean. I didn't just in the booth jamming around. It was a blast.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely. I want to now. We got a couple of different requests for because we've been featuring a lot of your music on a lot of different shows within our
Thank
network.
You.
No problem. As well as outside of our network. So there's been a lot of buzz about a particular track of yours, Joyride to Hell. And I know So I know we had a little bit of fun on Facebook the other day because I want to say it was either me or one of the EOTM interns, whereas we posted something that said, okay, what is your favorite bar in Joyride to Hell? And it was just really fun just hearing what everybody's favorite bar was because
right.
it's such a hot track. So
thank you. That's actually one of my favorite songs, personally.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing because we're definitely going to feature that. So why not right now, right?
Thank you.
So let's go ahead and put on Joyride to Hell, and then we're going to come back. And we're going to take some calls from people to share with us what is their favorite bar in Joyride to Hell. So make sure y'all listen to it right now, y'all. And we'll be right back with more of Desire.
I'm in the pen. Thank you.
Yes, yes, that was Joyride to Hell by fusion artist, music sensation, multifaceted, just awesome Desire. That was Joyride to Hell. And we're going to have a little bit of fun because the other day, it was on Wednesday to be exact, I actually posted something on Desire's fan page, and you could definitely go to D-Z-I-R-E, Desire on Facebook, to comment as well. But we put, this is what I said. I said, okay, so I was listening to Joyride to Hell, and my favorite bar is, "It seems as though I cannot escape your heart of tar carries so much weight." And we're asking people to share what theirs were. I thought that was so much fun because it was some really great ones, and it really showed that you're a lyricist. You're definitely a lyricist, and you're the type of artist that really thinks about the words and how they're placed within sentences.
Thank you.
You know, so
I've won a lot of awards for creative writing. So
okay,
I'm very into lyrics because when music is supposed to touch people, and if you're singing about, you know, what I call bubblegum lyrics, you know, you're not touching anybody like that. And I really want my fans to feel as though if they're going through something that I can relate to them, whether it be in their misery or their happiness, you know.
That's what's up. Well, I want really quickly, since we're talking about Joyride to Hell, and in a minute I'm going to go ahead and bring Mocha D on because she wanted to comment as well, but I just want the listeners to know that as far as our EOTM music critique section, you can actually find more information about that if you go to our official blog site, EOTMblog.com. We critique music, new music by indie artists. A couple times a week. So definitely, are you still with me? Okay, cool. All right, so definitely if you guys are wanting to get your music critiqued, you visit EOTMblog.com for all the submission guidelines and things like that. So I said that all to say, not just to, get a free ad in regards to our blog site, but I said it because we critique Joyride to Hell. And heard the total score for that track was 9.2. We gave her a 9 for production, 9 for lyrics, 8 for music, 9 for vocals, and 9 for musicianship. And no problem. And basically it said Desire is one artist covering a multitude of genres, and it comes easy. Her hot new single, Joyride to Hell, exhibits Desire's special quality and style that sets her apart from other female artists in the game, carrying a voice and a stage presence that screamed the wow factor. That's where I got my intro for you from today. Desire is sure to be on the fast track to becoming the next great new big music sensation and all that great stuff. So it was almost a perfect score, and I just wanted to say congratulations to you
on
that.
Thank you. That's awesome.
No problem.
I put a lot of heart into that song, if I have a minute. That actually came to me because I was doing something after work one day, and I heard somebody strum their guitar. And when they strum their guitar, I just saw this hazy scene, like in the summertime on like this dirt path. And it was like the guy was looking at, I know I sound crazy, but it was like the guy looking at me, and they were in a relationship, and it was just like they thought that they were happy together, but they knew that it was going somewhere bad, that the relationship was bad for them. And so that Joyride to Hell just came to me just like that. And I really put a lot into the melody because I wanted the melody to be perfect. So I'm glad that people enjoy that because that song is very deep to me.
That's what's up. It's definitely a great song. It really is, not just the lyrics, but the music and the quality of the production is awesome. I want to go ahead and go to the phone lines, and I see my girl Mocha D is calling in. So what's good, lady? You are live on the E-Buzz.
What's up, Carla B? Mocha T is in the house once again, and I am excited to be on the line with someone that's very dear to my heart.
Hi, Mocha T.
It is an honor to hear your song again and again and again and again. And you know what? This is the first time I heard this particular song. I believe you played it once for me, you know, but I really listened to it this time. And, wow, that's
amazing.
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that because, you know, you've been in the business for years. So you have a good ear.
You know what? The thing is, what you were saying when you were out and how you came into, you know, making that hit, that great hit, is just amazing because I can fully relate. I think maybe all of us can relate a little bit if we keep it 1 million. We've all done some little things. We know it wasn't right, and we still did it because it felt good. I mean, I'm just going to keep it real, you know. We tend to do some things when we know it's not right. And we go on and do it. But thank God for his mercy. You know what I mean? Thank God for his grace and his mercy. So that is a really deep song. And once again, you know, I can relate. And I thank you for that. And I want a copy of it, like a signed copy, like yesterday.
Thank you. Yeah, I think a lot of people have been in some sort of abusive relationship, you know, be it psychologically or emotionally abusive or physically abusive, you know, but they get trapped into that cycle of it, and it's just hard for them to get out. And that's why at the end, you know, I say that the person, they're going to go in reverse, and they're not going to take that ride with that person. So hopefully, you know, that'll be some sort of inspiration to somebody who is in an emotionally or psychologically abusive relationship to say, you know what, this is not good for me. I have to turn this around and get back on the right path.
Wow.
Girl, you got some stories to tell, huh?
That's what's up. Well, I have a question. Mocha D, you could definitely stay on as well. What? Considering you seem like you're so motivational and you, I don't know, you may be already in the public speaking community as well, but what is the inspiration desire for a lot of your songs? Because it sounds like you're singing from the heart. So where does the inspiration for the songs come from?
It depends. Some songs, like if they're just fun, then it's probably because something happened and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is cool, and it just pops up in my head when I'm walking down the street. But when it comes to, like, my deeper, heartfelt songs, like I have a song called Monsters, a song called Sick.
Ooh, you're spooking me out.
I know. I have a song called, I have a song called Exorcist. And songs like that, they come from the heart. I have a very big heart. You know, I'm not one of those callous or indifferent type of people. And because apathy is one of the things, and, you know, nowadays they're like, oh, you should be indifferent. And it's like, why? You know, we weren't created to be callous. We were created
right.
with emotions. That's why we have a nervous system so we can feel.
Right.
So
right.
a lot of my music just really exhibits that heart. That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great answer. It really is. And I guess it's leading into my next question for you. And because I know that you just recently entered a contest that EOTM Public Relations started on Facebook called I Am Conscious Music. And it's part of our Explore South Africa tour. It's a new movement. Yes, it's a new movement. For conscious music, and what we're trying to do with that is not necessarily just push all other music out of the way, but we're just trying to give conscious music its fair share within
exactly.
the industry, you know, because conscious music, I mean, we need more of that, you know. So you enter the contest, and I can't vote because I'm one of the ones that's putting the contest on, but if you can share with our listeners in regards to your piece, and where they can find it. And I guess before you do that, just talk a little bit about the inspiration behind that piece because it's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Yeah, and for the listeners that don't know, you can actually go to Facebook right now and type in I Am Conscious Music Contest, facebook.com/I Am Conscious Music Contest. You can actually enter and you can actually you can see the entries and vote for them on Facebook. The contest deadline is October 16th, and the winner is chosen by the number of likes on Facebook. So go ahead and talk about your piece, Desire, and then where they can find it to vote for you, because, you know, they only have to October 16th. I know that. I think you're in, like, second place right now.
Yes.
But I haven't really looked at the numbers today, but go ahead.
So my piece is actually a video audio piece. When you go on to the I Am Conscious Music Contest and go to see entries and scroll down, you'll see Desire with the video, and you can watch that video, and I put some pretty deep, powerful images on there, along with an essay that I wrote, an audio of an essay that I wrote, just speaking about unity, you know, and segregation is the separation of people, either by culture or nationality or whatever the case may be, because our world is suffering. It's in a lot of pain, and we have really, just back to what I was saying, we've really made ourselves callous to what people are going through, whether it be starving children or, you know, people being murdered. And a lot of music today really does promote narcissism, and I speak about this in my essay, you know, and that selfish type of behavior. And a lot of people die, you know, gangs are just out of control. I actually put on my Facebook just a few days ago, I was coming home with my baby, and we just missed a shooting right in front of my apartment, you know,
wow.
Over a gang thing. And it's just like, come on. And you turn on the radio and you hear it all the time. My AK shoots you in it. Like, come on. Like, let's put something out there that speaks about peace. You know, let's make people aware that this is not something that you're just saying. You are affecting the youth, because the next generations to come up are the ones that are listening to this stuff. You
right.
need to give them something positive to listen to. So I'm really huge on being a positive influence, positive role model, and making sure that the youth not only has respect for self, but respect for others.
Wow, that's great. That's a great answer. And you all can go and check out her piece and others like hers by going to the I Am Conscious Music Artist Contest on Facebook. And that is so awesome. That's so awesome. That itself is a great movement, and just what you're doing, Desire, and what you're really trying to put out there for the music industry, for music lovers globally, is a beautiful thing, and I wish you much success.
Thank
so
you. That's a great cause, as it is in the whole tour. That's a great cause.
Yes.
So
yes.
I just want people to vote regardless, you know?
Right. Exactly, exactly. And I actually got some really great announcements in regards to the tour and the contest. We actually added Lupe Fiasco. He'll be joining us in South Africa, as well as Senegal's hip-hop artist. His name is Moussa Low, a.k.a. Waterflow. He's a really big hip-hop artist in Senegal. And the whole idea behind the conscious music part came from an article that I read. It was a piece that was done on Moussa Low, a.k.a. Waterflow, ABC News. He was talking about how in that area of the world, journalists can't really write what is going on. So it's up to the hip-hop artists to really relay their message within their music. And he said in a quote that hip-hop artists are like the voice of the voiceless. They have to be the voice of the voiceless. And so that is really how we molded the whole tour in regards to conscious music, and just, you know, trying to unite music lovers, conscious music lovers on a global scale. So I definitely wanted to announce that. And then other artists will be announced as well. And on the 17th, we'll be announcing the winner on EOTM Radio. So definitely. So Desire, our time is definitely almost up. I have two more questions for you. This question is, there's a lot of different indie artists or even mainstream artists that listen to our shows, especially my eBuzz show, because my eBuzz show is really geared towards celebrities and music artists. So there's a lot of people that are listening that is always looking for some great advice. So considering the music industry is so crazy in this day and age, what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to a young person that was just looking to break into the industry and they had no direction?
I would tell them, first and foremost, to believe in themselves, because they're going to encounter a lot of criticism with people telling them, oh, well, that's not a real career. And, you know, they're going to hear a lot of negative things. So they just have to know if that's something that they want, if it's really in their heart, then to follow through, to do your work, your research, get out there, start performing, you know, whether it's open mics or whatever it is, get yourself a YouTube page, post up videos. I mean, there's a lot of different avenues out there. So get on Google and Google-ate it, you know, marketing techniques for beginning artists, for indie artists, and just definitely keep your individualism. You know, you don't want to become a herd and a pack. You know, you don't just want to fit in with everybody else. So just be yourself, and you'll stand out.
That's great advice. Great advice. I couldn't have said that one better. So tell us, where can our listeners find you, Desire?
You can easily find me on youtube.com/ The Only Desire, DZIRE. You can also find me on facebook.com/ The Element of Desire, again, DZIRE. And on my Facebook, you can look up my fan page. So please be sure to join the fan page and also subscribe to the YouTube. And the fan page is DZIRE. And I'm sure that you can even find me on that I Am Conscious music contest.
Yes, definitely. You sure can. You sure can. So what are some of the up-and-coming projects that you're working on?
Actually, I'm super, super psyched. Tomorrow I'm headed to the studio to record with some very wonderful people. Actually, myself as well as Mama Kim, we're going to the studio together to record with someone who's very big. He does a lot as far as movie scores and things like that, so this should be great. So, and we're actually going to be probably doing some stuff with the RuPaul's Drag Race show and some of their contestants that they have. So it should be fun.
That's what's up. Well, congratulations to you, Desire, and definitely looking to see all the great things that you're doing, and just to be able to sit back and just be like, wow, I know her. It's going to be a beautiful thing. So congratulations on everything, and just know that this would not be the last interview on the E-Buzz. Desire, thank you so much. And we're
thank
going
you, to... Mocha D, and thank you, Carla B. And I'm mad that that rhymes, but...
I know, right? I know. We're going to go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, go ahead.
Yeah. So, again, thank you so much, Desire. Oh, did you share your Twitter?
Oh, you know what? MySpace and Twitter, they're both / The Only Desire, DZIRE.
That's what's up. Check her out. She is social media friendly, y'all. That's Desire. Hot new fusion artist. We're going to end the show with a song by Desire, and here it is right here. Make sure before you exit our radio page, subscribe to receive alerts to future shows, and leave them on our radio page and let us know what you thought about Desire's music and if you would like to continue to hear it here on EOTM Radio. Again, thanks so much, Desire. This is Carla
B. Bye.
Carla B, I'm signing out, y'all. Check it out. Okay, that was the wrong one. So, we're going to get it right. We don't want to play He's My Type again. Not to say that that's not a great, great track, but we're trying to get it in. It's Radar Detector. This is the one, y'all. Check it out.
You show your ass. Beat up my lover before I leave you in the past. This is my behavior, homie. You look like some crack. No, I want AP, feeling just sick. Platinum plate burning as I control the stick. That's wrong if you hit the
girl with me. If you want a lower level, go back home to Miami. I'm
past the limit, under it all.
Bye.